With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at waaf.com.
And now, it's your turn to talk as the Hillman Morning Show presents Hill Mail.
Was it mandatory for players to wear helmets when LB played hockey 50 years ago? Because if so, his wasn't working.
On WAAF.
All right now, Hill Mail brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing. Reach out to them today and learn more about their Winter Works program. WAAF listeners will get 10% off a brand new metal roof from East Coast Metal Roofing. Just go to eastcoastmetalroofing.com. That's eastcoastmetalroofing.com. And right now, here are the very best Hill Mail voicemail messages you have left for us over the previous couple of days.
Friday, 7:06 a.m.
Hey, Danielle. Nothing, nothing, kid. But I'm not going to argue with you. Or am I? Yeah, let's argue about not arguing. Because, you know, I'm so sick of you picking on the NBA. But can we argue but not arguing?
End of message.
Yes, pretty good today. No arguing today. It's been pretty good. The one correction, the people who were correcting you during the sports got you a little flustered.
Ah, nitpickers, it's okay.
Everything's okay.
Friday, 7:08 a.m.
LB was saying that Springfield's such a great town that you can walk from place to place. I think you've been watching too much of The Simpsons. Because Springfield, Massachusetts is the armpit of Massachusetts.
End of message.
Oh, no, yeah. It is not.
I don't know that it is.
It is not.
I don't think it is.
Oh.
I think they've done a lot out there.
They made great strides out there.
Yeah.
Friday, 9:16 a.m.
LB, I really think that you need to get involved in that crashed ice thing. I mean, I know you're worried about your hip blowing out or anything, but listen, just sit down and just like Clark Griswold, you want to pull yourself back and just shoot yourself. You'll be like a rocket down there. You'll beat all those guys. Come on, man. Do it.
End of message.
Great, cool. Great event.
Looked really cool.
It was amazing.
Did you go to it?
No, I didn't. Okay. And I'm pissed that I didn't. If they have it again, don't miss it because it was phenomenal. And it was pretty cool. They had either a professional, I don't know if it was an Olympic speed skater or a professional figure skater. That tried to do it with a crashed ice girl.
Yeah.
And she took a header at the end.
Oh, yeah. No, it was pretty cool. Like Friday night when it was dark and everything was lit up and you saw the track at Fenway. I mean, it was
well,
cool.
And that drop off that first drop is crazy.
Yeah.
It's straight down, man.
Yeah.
Sunday, 4:33 p.m.
It's LB. Not for nothing. Me and Richie, we came down to Daytona, kid. Come to find out, Daytona 500 next weekend, kid. So we're stuck down here for a little while. Not going to make it in tomorrow. I'm the only one on their list. They said they're going to name a garage down here A-Hole's Garage 2, kid. They told me it was going to be a big celebration. I'll catch you later, kid.
End of message.
Yeah. Okay, bud. Do me a favor and send me a picture of you in the infield. Pit row.
Okay.
I'm walking down the track. I don't know.
Right there.
Sorry.
With Dale Sr., if I remember correctly.
Yep.
During one of our trips, we got to meet the, what was he called? The Eliminator? No,
The Intimidator.
You took it, didn't you? You pinned Bill Elliott against his rental vehicle to get a photo.
To get some interview stuff for the show.
Sunday, 9:54 p.m.
This is LB's doctor. He needs to reschedule last Friday's 3 p.m. appointment as video footage captured him trying to get into the building at 3 a.m. instead.
End of message.
I did miss my appointment for my brain scan.
Really?
Oh, well, that's a little important.
Get over there and get that done. Yeah,
okay. Well, they're really awesome over there. They know your situation.
Yeah.
So they just reschedule. They give you 3 weeks. They send you a text with your appointment time 3 weeks later.
I mean, what exactly is your situation?
I'm losing my mind. Well, I don't know. What do they call it? Black matter? I lose real time. I don't recognize people.
Oh, we're right here. It's Greg, Shu, and Danielle.
Yeah. Yeah, I forget having full conversations.
Now, do you really not recognize people that you know?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Like just out of the, like you're talking to, or you run into somebody and you have no idea.
My beautiful wife has to listen to me ask the same thing, I don't know, twice a day, 4 days a week.
Where's the bacon, or where's the, like, what are you asking? Where's the, what time is dinner?
What day is it?
Yeah.
5:12 a.m.
Hey, kid. I found a funky song on the radio. What do you take me to? Tidal Town. My Saskatchewan nipple-ons are getting hard.
End of message. 5:54 a.m.
Remember, there is a Springfield in just about every state in the country. LB, be careful you go to the right Springfield, my friend.
Mm-hmm. End of message.
That's America at its finest, mostly in New England. There's the same name of the same town in every state.
6:22 a.m.
Now, let's talk about Valentine's Day, shall we? I'm lucky to have a significant other that all she wants is a pan-seared filet mignon over lobster risotto with some grilled asparagus. Easy. Maybe a dozen roses. Easy. I asked her if there's anything else she wanted this year. She changed her mind. She said, you know something? I'd like the unicorn.
End of message.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Jeez.
Oh, my.
How do you feel about risotto?
I like it sometimes.
Yeah.
There are some places that do a creamy rice dish and try to pass it off as proper risotto when it's really not, because you don't get that same toothsome bite with the, you know, the arborio or the carnaroli, whatever kind they use with it.
Right.
Sorrelina years ago had a mushroom risotto, which was out of this world, even if you weren't a big mushroom fan.
Oh, no. Mushroom risotto is goat.
It's so good. I haven't seen it on the menu since then, but it's fantastic. It was amazing.
Yeah. All right. It is 8:13, and thank you for participating today during Hill Mail. You can leave a Hill Mail voicemail message for us at any time, and we do our best to play them back at close to 8 every single morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.